Shalom Aleichem, Mishneh Yomi today, pre-recorded for Zion Nisan, Shabbat Vayikra, is holding in the very last Mishnah of chapter 4 of Eduyot, here's Mishnah 12. Adam, a person, shu natun tachat tzedek, he's lying down underneath a crack. Now, why does that matter? The Bartner explains the scenario. There is a roof, like a portico with a covered roof, and there's a crack in the roof. So the roof is broken into two sections. Now, under one section of the roof, there's a source of tumah, of impurity, such as a dead body, or we've seen a significant amount of bones. On the other half, the other side of that crack, there are some kalim that will become impure if this roof is fixed, if this roof becomes joined and something is blocking the crack and filling in the crack in some way, then there is ohel. There is a shared tent between the source of tumah and these kalim that are vulnerable to impurity. And someone has chosen to lie down right underneath the crack in the roof. So do we look at his body as filling in that crack? Beit Shammai omrim enu mevita tumah. Beit Shammai says, no, we do not pretend he completes the roof. He's a solid mass of a human being, and therefore he does not spread the tumat ohel from one side to the other side. Beit Hillel omrim adam hololhu. Beit Hillel says, a person is considered to be hollow. He's considered as having airspace in the middle of him. He's considered as making up multiple layers. So the top layer is more than a tefach off the ground and is therefore eligible to be an ohel and eligible to connect that roof above him, to connect the sides that are broken by the crack. It saw the elyon maybe at the tuma. So the upper side, like the upper skin of the person, is far enough from the ground that it can be considered a continuation of the broken roof, joining the halves of the broken roof and spreading the impurity. We could speculate that on a hashkafic level, Beit Shammai says a person is solid, a person fills himself with Torah and mitzvot and should have good self-esteem to keep doing more. And Beit Hillel says that's true, but a person also has gaps. A person always has something missing. There's always room for more growth, always room for more Torah and mitzvot. Mazel tov on to chapter 5. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, so according to Rabbi Yehuda, there are shisha dvarim mikulei Beit Shammai, there are another six items where Beit Shammai was mekel, umechumre Beit Hillel, and where Beit Hillel was more machmer than Beit Shammai. The first is dam nevelot, the blood that comes out of a nevela. Now, a nevela is an animal that did not die through shechita, through ritual slaughter. It died through roadkill, or there was an act of shechita, but there was a nick in the knife, which renders it not a good shechita. Now, the meat of a nevela, the meat of any roadkill or not properly slaughtered animal, is tumah, it is tame, it causes impurity. But here, Beit Shammai mitarin, by the blood, Beit Shammai says tahor, the blood is not like the meat, but Hillel mitamein, Beit Hillel says, it's tame, at least when there's a revius, it's mitame derabonan, because a revius of dam is often confused with or halachically equivalent to a significant amount of meat. The next case is Beitzat HaNevela, an egg found inside of a nevela bird. So they shechted the chicken, then realized that the knife was no good. The knife had a pagam, it had a nick, so it was not a good shechita, made it a nevela. So they found an egg in this bird. Im yesh ki yotze banim keret bashuk, if you could get an egg like this in the supermarket, you know, no matter what the cost, meaning it has a hard shell. They don't sell them in the market until it has a hard shell already. Muteret, you could actually eat this egg out of the dead bird, because this egg is no longer considered as part of the bird. The bird's nevela, definitely can't eat that, but this egg with the hard shell is considered a separate entity. V'im lov, but if eggs like this are not sold, because, you know, it might have a shell, but it's still very soft, asura, then rabbinically, you cannot eat such an egg, because it could be confused with the eggs that are, you know, really connected to the body of the bird, which are really still part of the bird. Kedivrei Beit Shammai. This is according to Beit Shammai, who is makel, that the hard eggs could still be eaten from the nevela chicken. Beit Hillel Osrim. Beit Hillel says any egg from a nevela chicken, even a totally hard shell, may not be eaten. It could be confused with the underripe eggs that are still connected to the body of the chicken and part of the flesh of the bird. The modim beitza treifa shehi asura, but Beit Shammai would agree that the beitza found in a treifa is definitely forbidden. It grew up in an iser situation. Now remember, a treifa is different than nevela. Sometimes we confuse them. A treifa is a pre-existing medical condition that would cause the animal to pass away within 12 months. The most famous one is a hole in the lungs. So an egg that was growing in a bird that had a treifa, that's considered also a treifa, versus a nevela is death of the animal through anything other than a perfectly done shechita, ritual slaughter. The next case is Dam Nochrit, the period of a non-Jewish woman, and Dam Tahara Shel Mitzorat, a woman who was a Mitzora and gave birth in the 33 days for a boy or 66 days for a girl. When she has Dam Tohar, the blood is not biblically Mitame, but there's still an issue of Tumat Zarat from this person. So what's the deal with the blood? Beit Shammai Mitahari. And Beit Shammai says in these cases, the blood does not render Tuma impurity. Beit Hillel Umrim, Beit Himmel says, Kiroka Kmei Ragleha. They say, no, it does cause impurity like her spit and like her Mei Raglaim, her urine. The idea being these are cases of rabbinic impurity, and according to Beit Shammai, the rabbis only decreed their rabbinic impurity on things that you would commonly come in contact with because people were using the restroom, you know, in a more public way, maybe behind the fence or something in ancient times, and people would spit on the ground in ancient times. It was common to come in contact with these fluids, but not necessarily with blood, whereas Beit Shammai says even the blood, there was a rabbinic decree that it was tameh. The fifth case is about the sabbatical year, the Shemitah year, when all the produce is rendered ownerless and anyone can go into someone else's property and take it. Ochlin Perut Shavit, you can go in and eat the Shemitah produce, Betova Shlobatova, through saying thank you, saying, no, could I please come on your field, thank you so much, or without saying please and thank you. Kedivri Beit Shammai, that's according to Beit Shammai. Beit Hillel Omrim Ein Ochlin Ela Batova. So there are two versions here of the Mishnah. The first is Beit Hillel would say, you can't go in and eat unless you're saying please and thank you. And the other version is Ein Ochlin Batova. You're not allowed to say please and thank you because after all, it's a gezera of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem has decreed the land ownerless. So you don't want to be in, you know, thanking him. It's not his land anymore because this particular year Hashem has allowed anyone to come in and take. So it come out, according to Beit Shammai, the rabbis did not make a decree forbidding someone from saying please and thank you. Finally, the sixth case, Hachemitz. This is a leather water canteen. Beit Shammai Omrim Tzrura Omedit. Once it is hardened and stays stiff, it is now Mekabel Tuma. Now, the problem with this leather canteen, it got a hole in it. And a canteen with a hole in it is no longer a usable kli, so it's not Mekabel Tuma, does not accept ritual impurity. But of course, you want your leather water flask to work again, so you try to tie a knot around the hole in a way that it will block the hole, and eventually the leather will stiffen to the point where it will stay there even without the knot tied around the hole to repair it. So once the leather is stiffened again and holds the water again, Beit Shammai says it's a fully functional kli again and is mekabel impurity. Beit Hillel Omrim Afal Pi She'eino Tzura. Beit Hillel says once you've sealed the hole, even if it's sort of a temporary fix and you're waiting for the leather to re-harden in that shape permanently, it is still mekabel tuma because lemaisa it can be used to hold your water. Yishar kochachem, Shabbat shalom, tizku le mitzvot.